Thanks for joining us on the Spectator PM podcast. I'm Ellie Gardy and I'm joined by Aubrey Gulick. And today we have a new term for you that you may or may not have heard. You may not want to hear it, but the term is nibbling. This is the latest leftist term. What do you think it means, Aubrey?
Well, it's having already read Merriam-Webster's extremely long explanation of what this word means and where it comes from. it's supposed to be like the gender neutral term for the like your nieces and nephews essentially who are non-binary. Anyway, so it's another example of the left's attempting to use language to kind of sway their ideology. And the idea is like the excuse Merriam-Webster gives anyway is like nieces and nephews. There's two words for that. That's so hard to say. Like, who wants to say nieces and nephews? Just say nibblings. But in the singular, it refers to your non-binary nieces and nephews. So that's always fun. Yeah, it's definitely an interesting term.
Yeah, this is there's no way this catches on because this is just ridiculous. You just can't have a nibbling. No one's gonna use that. Although apparently people are. Apparently Jennifer Lopez has used the term nibbling to refer to her non-binary nephew or niece or whatever whoever this person is. And the Washington Post has used it a couple times, apparently.
Once journalism uses it, I mean, it must be a term in the dictionary. Yeah, it's not even, I was reading around this a little bit and trying to figure out where else it's been used. And I found an article from 2021 where this leftist aunt was talking about how she hates the term because it reminds her of like some kind of like nubs of fungi or something. She's like, this is such a gross and disgusting term. Like, even as somebody who thinks we should have gender neutral terms, this seems like the wrong one to use, which I thought was kind of an interesting take. But yeah, it seems to have become slightly more popular on like social media. It was coined back in the 1950s by a Korean linguist, or he's an American who studied Korean and how to teach Korean, and Yale professor. So go academia. And he came up with this term, Merriam-Webster thinks, and then it kind of didn't really pick up steam until relatively recently. So.
Well, for people who are uncomfortable with the use of the term nibbling, which I count myself among them, there are options that people can choose from. They can use niefling,
Ugh.
neef, neefies. It's just, we've lost it in terms of language. We're just using nonsense to refer to, we have nieces and nephews.
Right, like we already have these, we have terms that are already set up for us already. But I think this is something that the left actually does a really good job with, is using language to push their ideology within the culture. Like language is the way we communicate, and it's really difficult to come up with, it's really difficult to express an idea, clearly. Difficult to express an idea if you don't have the words to express it. And so, when you're dealing with language in, I mean, our traditional language is divided into feminine and masculine terms. And there's a reason for that. It's because, genders actually exist. There's a difference between men and women. And so, we have brothers and sisters. We have siblings, as a term that refers to both of them. I guess it's in some ways gender neutral. But like, creating there's a reason we have separate terms for nieces and nephews, and yeah, it just seems like the left is
I mean,
trying
it's really pernicious. They're trying
yeah
to stamp out gender, and also they're trying to push the idea that some people aren't a man or a woman. And in the case of nibbling, this is directed at children and trying to claim that, oh, this child might be non-binary or some unknown gender that doesn't exist. And that's really damaging for a child. It's just another way to affirm these children as not being something that they are. And so there's a bunch of other terms that have developed to try to break down our understanding of man and woman. And, for example, the medical doctors and a bunch of medical researchers will no longer use the term women. They'll use the term AFAB, assigned female at birth, and they just make people AFAB or AMAB, and you know, they just try to take away their masculinity or femininity and claim that, oh, you know, everyone's just kind of somewhere in between, and you know, they might happen to have some cultural traits that they've adopted through society.
Right. Yeah. And like, it's really concerning to me that we are directing this at children, right? Like, a child doesn't have, a child has an idea of male and female, right? But they don't have like a fully formed idea. And we are essentially being like, oh yeah, you can kind of just pick whatever, and we're going to make you some amorphous nothing at all. Well, a child doesn't have a sense of identity, and they take their sense of identity from the culture around them and from, you know, from their parents, from their siblings, from their teachers and their fellow classmates. And like, to suddenly try to be like, no, you get to define, you know, exactly who you are, sort of, and we're not going to give you any guidance at all in that. Like, it's very ungrounding for a child. And it's kind of scary too, that the left has been able to take over, you know, the institutions for language, like, you know, the dictionary. We're now just rewriting the dictionary to fit into leftist ideology. And Merriam-Webster is like, well, we can't really add it until people start using it, but we're going to start using it. And these liberal media companies are going to start using it. So ergo, it's now a word. And it's really disconcerting to me that we can just, you know, we're just rebuilding a language around this ideology that's not founded in reality.
Yeah, I read this article from a professor who was discussing, why haven't the dictionaries adopted the term nibbling yet? This doesn't make sense. And he was saying, you know, after my students came back from Thanksgiving, I heard one of my students mention that she had visited her nibblings over the holiday. And he claimed, oh, some of the students in the class immediately knew what that meant, but some expressed confusion. So, you know,
I would have been among some of the students expressing confusion. Like, what is that even supposed to mean? It also just feels like, I don't know, words give you a sense, and that feels really diminutive. I don't know why necessarily. Like, the idea, I guess, is that it's somewhat close to siblings, but like nibblings, it's just, it's kind of icky as a word.
I'm supposed to add N to sibling, from niece and nephew to sibling. So they also have a pibbling, which is an aunt or uncle, which combines sibling and parent.
Wait, so
and
that's
they have a bunch of other terms for niece or nephew as well that are all equally ridiculous.
Right, of course, because we need to completely redefine family relationships based on gender neutral terms, which, I mean, is kind of the point, right? Like, if the family is like the building block, the unit of society, and it doesn't have gender neutral terms, like, how is the rest of society supposed to develop with, you know, gender neutral terms in a world where nobody has any gender and we can just kind of flow back and forth between whatever?
Right. Yeah, that's the first place to attack. Well, we should keep using the terms nieces and nephews and refuse to refer to anyone as something as ridiculous and horrible as a nibbling. But thank you for joining us on the Spectator PM podcast. Make sure to check back tomorrow for our next episode and subscribe to the American Spectator, especially so that you can receive our latest print magazine.